W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Ahead of testimony today in the hush money trial of Donald Trump, a judge held a hearing on whether Trump violated a gag order by attacking witnesses, including Michael Cohen, verbally. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
The defendant violated this order repeatedly and hasn't stopped, prosecutors said. And they added that he did it again on camera during remarks in the courthouse hallway when he called Cohen a liar. The defense said there was no willful violation of the judge's order, but prosecutors suggested Trump is almost goading the judge into throwing him in jail over this. So far, prosecutors are asking for a fine.
The judge will rule later. It's primary day in Pennsylvania. Presidential candidates Joe Biden and Donald Trump are expected to win their party's nominations. The Justice Department has reached a $139 million settlement in the civil suit involving more than 100 victims in the Larry Nassar sex abuse investigation, including former Olympic gymnasts. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin in Madison is extending its free bachelor's degrees for many education students for another 2 years. The Wisconsin Teacher Pledge is paid for with private donations. It covers the cost of college for students who promise to stay in Wisconsin and teach school after they graduate. Nearly 800 people have gone through the program since it started in 2020. Vice President Kamala Harris says she came to Wisconsin Monday to remind voters that Donald Trump appointed three of the U.S. Supreme Court justices who helped overturn Roe.
When we think about what is at stake, it is absolutely about freedom.
President Biden's team is shoring up the base in a state where 48,000 Democrats cast uninstructed protest votes in April. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Andy Rich, a Democrat from Marinette, announces her candidacy for the 12th Senate District.
This campaign is a common sense campaign. So many of these issues that are important to everybody, not just important to Democrats, not just important to Republicans. Everybody wants to drink clean water. Everybody wants their kids to have every advantage in life.
Mary Felskowski, Republican of Tomahawk, is the incumbent for the Senate District 12 and has announced that she will seek re-election. Bebe Rexha will perform a free concert in Green Bay on June 1st. The pop singer-songwriter is scheduled headliner for the Titletown District's Summer Fun Days Showcase. The event starts at 3 p.m. with musical performances, arts and crafts, and interactive games. Rexha will perform at 8:30 that night. No tickets will be required. More information will be released in the coming weeks at Titletown.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Bucks and the Pacers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Game 2 of the playoff series tonight between the Milwaukee Bucks and Indiana Pacers at Fiserv Forum. Giannis is doubtful. How can the Bucks win without him? Chris Middleton.
Collective effort. I mean, even when he comes back, we'll have to do it as a group. But knowing that one of your main guys is out, one of the best players in the league, it's not going to be easy. So everybody has to, you know, step up to the plate, do a little bit more, but not by themselves.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Pirates 4-2. The Crew's pitching staff dealing with injuries. Left-hander Wade Miley placed on the 15-day IL after pain in his left elbow. Doctors ordering an MRI. Jacob Junis, out with a shoulder, got hit by a baseball during batting practice, had to be taken to the hospital by ambulance for treatment. College basketball, one of the best players in UW Green Bay history, is returning to coach. The Press-Gazette says that Kayla Teklog will be named the women's team's next head coach. The now 35-year-old Kayla Carius has been the women's head coach at South Dakota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly sunny skies turn cloudy as showers and thunderstorms strike. Highs today hit the upper 60s, and overnight tonight we crash below freezing, so expect a frost. But this means we have a sunny and cooler day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Busted Pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, John McGivern, host of PBS's Main Streets, joins the show and we talk Yacht Rock with Yachtly Crew lead singer Billy Ocean.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. It is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Welcome into hour number two of the big program, 6 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock, joined by our outstanding producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board, taking your phone calls as well. We are back in studio today, high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square after a great Earth Day yesterday out at Governor Nelson State Park. Again, thanks to all the great people out there, Mike Ring, the park manager, and also to all the other great folks, Tia Nelson, of course, the daughter of the late great governor and U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson, for all their time and hospitality. We appreciate that. And do your part. Get out to a state park this season. $28 for the whole season, by the way.
Can't beat it with a stick.
That's right. You can't beat it with a stick. That's exactly right. It's absolutely right. 7 past 1 o'clock. Coming up this hour, another titillating edition of What's Worse. Cannot wait. Your chance to weigh in on big issues of the day.
More food topics. You know, food is important. It's only right. Like we need to eat a ton and to survive. And it's also delicious.
Yeah.
And people have opinions on food.
People have opinions. We'll get yours with another edition of What's Worse coming up a little bit later in the show today. Want to start off this hour, though, the phone lines are open, as we like to say, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Also, thank you to Luke Mathers. Lukester, even though it was on the way out his door, it was a somewhat unveiled attack on truck owners, which I enjoy my Dodge Ram. I think bad driving is not limited to people who happen to drive trucks. I've noticed as I've been driving around the state more that I think people just forgot how to drive over the pandemic. And seen people in trucks. I've seen people in little tiny sport cars. I've seen people in SUVs. It's people who are going literally sometimes 20, 25 miles over the speed limit in a 55 or 60 mile per hour zone who are darting in and out, and then they cause an accident. Well, I don't feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for the people who get hurt when you get these nut jobs driving like that. But I don't think it's not reserved to truck owners.
And I will say, I see people who drive all car types be jerks. And I think that just because trucks are big does not mean there are more of them who are jerks. Has Luke ever driven behind somebody who owns a BMW?
I don't know. Now let's not get the BMW people upset.
Oh, I'm totally fine with upsetting them because most of them drive like jerks.
Wow. That is an unsolicited hot take.
At least Okay. And you know what? That's probably just my bias because I see somebody driving like a jerk and I look and you see the little BMW logo. Maybe I just happen to be driving it similar times and seeing the same people. I don't know.
The bottom line here is if you get out on the road, just be nice. Just be courteous.
Be courteous. Yeah.
Take a breath. We'll all get there in due time. Yeah. But anyway, we always appreciate Lukester stopping by. And yes, he yelled it going out the door, Bucks and six. Because as a reminder, your Milwaukee Bucks, number 3, take on the number 6 ranked or seeded Indiana Pacers at Milwaukee at the Fiserv tonight, 7 o'clock tip-off time. You can hear this, You can hear the game in Wisconsin Rapids on 97.5 FM or 1320 AM. You can also hear it in Amory on Lake Air Radio, 1260 AM or up north. On the big 98Q Country, WCQM in Park Falls, 98.3 FM. The Bucks taking on the Pacers tonight at 7 p.m. Bucks are up 1-0 in that best of 7 series. And also coming up, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of sports, are you a baseball fan? Because the Brewers are in town this weekend hosting the Yankees, and we have tickets for Friday's game. We have 6 tickets to give away for Friday's game. What? So pay attention over the next couple days.
I didn't know this. I'm sorry. I didn't. So we should have talked to Lukester about that. I didn't know the satchel had been unveiled yet.
It has. The satchel has been unveiled and we have all 6 right. tickets to give away.
All right. Well, not today. Not today. We will do that.
So just pay attention over the next couple of days and you might win yourself a set of tickets to see the Brewers and the Yankees.
Apparently, I've been too poor to pay attention. That's my problem. Anyway, Milwaukee Brewers, speaking of, they take on the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bill Twining's Pittsburgh Pirates, 5:05 p.m. first pitch tonight in Pittsburgh. You can hear it locally on WRCE in Richland Center, 107.7 on the FM dial, 1450. On the AM side. Also, you can hear it in Racine, Kenosha on WRJN, 99.9 FM and 1400 on the AM side. Kenosha, it's 98.1. And WISS, Oshkosh Air Support, in the Fox Valley on 98.3 FM and 1100 on your AM dial. All right, I think we have everything covered there, more or less. So very exciting news. We'll get more Brewers tickets as the week goes along. Right now, I want to take a moment and bring you a couple more cuts here from over the weekend, the last couple of days or so. And it is the 23rd of April, 2024. And what you're hearing a lot from the Republican side of the aisle, the Trumpster, is they like to keep, they're trying to ride on Ronald Reagan's coattails. And that might work if it were true. The problem is, it just ain't true. They're using this line that Ronald Reagan made famous in 1980 when he ran against Jimmy Carter, of course, the Democrat who was running for a second term. Very different times in the late 70s going into 1980. I mean, there was an energy crisis for those that were not alive at the time. There was an energy crisis. There were big lines at gas stations to get gas. It was going through the roof in terms of price. It was described as a malaise in America. There was an Iranian hostage crisis as well. And so Reagan asked the question to voters, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And the question was for a lot of people, no. Now, we could say rightly or wrongly, that was tagged on Jimmy Carter. But I'm just talking from effective politics. All right, it was effective politics from a campaign side. So now the Trump people are trying to bring this back. Of course, by the way, did you know the whole Make America Great? That's ripped off from Reagan as well. In 1980, Reagan's theme was let's make America great again. I've still got one of the posters, by the way. So that was ripped off from Reagan, too. And so Trump and the Republicans keep trying to say, well, were you better off? Think about it. Since Joe Biden's been president, were you really off? Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Now, I don't know who decided to use this moniker or thought it was a good idea. But if that individual is still employed, I'd like to have their job only in terms of you can make a huge mistake and still keep your job. Because 4 years ago was 2020, right? If I'm doing my math right. In 2020, when Donald Trump was president, let's take you back to the podium in the White House during the peak of COVID, during 2020, when Donald Trump was president, and he had the audacity to suggest this.
A question that probably some of you are thinking of if you're totally into that world, which I find to be very interesting. So supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light, and I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting. Right. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and
almost
it
a cleaning.
Does a tremendous number in the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me. So we'll see. But the whole concept of the light, the way it kills it in 1 minute, that's pretty powerful.
So there you have it. I think it's good to remind people of the facts that 4 years ago, we were at the height of the COVID pandemic. People were dying in record numbers. There were refrigerator trucks being parked outside of hospitals all over America being used as makeshift morgues. Medical workers, doctors, nurses, all the support staff were overwhelmed living in hospitals or living in their garages so as not to expose their family at home. And Donald Trump, instead of being ahead of this, like a lot of world leaders, kept denying it until it was undeniable and then had the audacity to get up at the dais in front of the presidential seal and suggest to Dr. Deborah Birx, who, of course, sits there mortified. That's who he was talking to. Remember her? She had the scarves. And he keeps talking to her. And she's like, what do I say? He's the president of the United States. She just sits there. So remember, 4 years ago, we were at the height of a pandemic. And the president of the United States at the time, Trump, suggested in all sincerity behind the seal of the president of the United States to put a light tube up your rear end, or drink bleach.
Oh no,
you can inject it, you can drink it. And if you look back at healthcare professionals, there was a record number of poison center calls because of that, in large regard. So I just think it's helpful to look back and remind. So when Republicans say, "Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?" I can say, yes, I am, because we're largely living in a country that's pandemic-free, and our president in the White House is putting record number of dollars into healthcare. He's helping behind the scenes to work with Republicans to pass Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan aid, and he's not suggesting that I drink bleach. So I think I'm winning. To quote my old professor, Jack O'Neill, I think I'm winning. As an American, with Joe Biden in the White House. I think we're all winning. Come back, give you a couple more cuts, by the way. Got a little Laura Trump for you. And Liz Cheney puts it all in perspective. Your calls as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Tuesday. It is coming up 1:19 after on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up in a bit, another edition of What's Worse? Your chance to call in, don't win anything, no blenders, per se, to give away. But your chance to have your voice heard. We'll play that in just a bit. Right now, just following up on the question that Republicans ask us to ask ourselves. Are we better off than we were 4 years ago? And we play the cut from Trump literally 4 years ago to the date, April 23rd, 2020, in which he suggested to Americans that they should expose themselves to UV light or put it up their rear end or to inject or swallow bleach, that could possibly kill COVID. Amongst his many other bizarre things that he suggested during his time in office. So I think it's just helpful because they're asking us, the Republicans, to ask ourselves the question, are we better off 4 years ago? I would say yes, because we don't have someone like that behind the dais, behind the presidential seal with the nuclear codes running the country. I think that's a win. I'll take Uncle Joe over that. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Dick, listening on WMDX in Madison. Dick, thanks for listening and calling in. What say you?
Well, yeah, it was great then, Todd. Let's see. And then you had Governor Cuomo giving daily things, you know, on the state of New York situation, like you said, with refrigerator trucks backed up at all the hospitals in New York. It was just great. And then the thing that Democrats need to hammer home now, they're trying to take credit for the economy, and they are continuing with this inflation thing, and I think it's more of price gouging. We have three people in this state that wouldn't even look into the gas price situation, Grossman, the Three Stooges, and it's out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, here's what I remember that summer when you finally felt you could get together at all. We would get together and sit out in the backyard with some close friends, but we'd all be sitting 6-8 feet away from each other. And yeah, it was just great. You couldn't go anywhere, couldn't do anything.
Businesses were shut.
Cleaned up.
What?
You know, the planet cleaned up. They showed pictures that you could actually see the Taj Mahal again. Return with us now to the days of COVID. Yeah,
right.
That'd be great.
Thanks, Dick. Appreciate your call. Appreciate your perspective. He's absolutely right. Just think about what you were doing 4 years ago today. As Dick said, in the rare case that we could get together with friends and family, you were sitting generally outside. I remember in 2020, my mom and I celebrated Easter in the garage. She sat at like the top of her stairs and I sat next to the opening of the garage with the garage door open so as not to be too close to each other.
Oh yeah. Same kind of thing. Like always with the open garage or whatever, or sitting outside. Or I remember the first time I did get COVID. That is the longest I can ever remember not seeing or talking to another human being. Cause I sat in my room completely isolated for 10 days. And whenever I needed food or more water, I would go in the bathroom and close the door. And my mom or dad or whoever would come over, disinfect my doorknob, set stuff outside the door, and then walk away. And then I'd come back and get it and immediately close my door.
I think we're better off than we are 4 years ago today. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Madison, listening on WMDX. Sage in Madison. Sage, thanks for listening. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up, Todd, when you were talking about Trump and everything, just made me think, too, I mean, not a huge fan of Mike Pence, but even Mike Pence, you know, he had a plan to have, through the government, get masks mailed out to people, and yeah, that all got squashed. So, I mean, you're just spot on, and it's just so interesting. I don't know how people could think that we're not better off, because even when you look at all of, you know, the different legislative things that Biden has done, yes, we have some inflation and we have things that are concerning, but he just does not get enough credit for all of the amazing things that he has done for this country.
Yeah.
And I think we, as, you know, Wisconsinites, we have to keep speaking up, because, you know, we have to tell the truth, and we also just have to really hit home to people the things that have been done that are making our lives better. And it's because of Joe Biden and his administration.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Sage. I think you're right. And that's why I think in this election year in 2024, as my math teacher, Andy Spies, likes to say, math as in life, it's always good to pause and reflect. Pause and reflect. It's good to pause through all the craziness and reflect and remember these things that were happening in 2020, 4 years ago, under Trump. And you look at the infrastructure that finally got done with Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg helping foster it through the Congress in a bipartisan vote, I might add. All that infrastructure, bringing $1 billion bridge to Superior, Wisconsin, that happened after Joe Biden and his administration helped dig the country out of the hole that Trump helped put us in. In almost any other election year, you look at Biden's accomplishments, he'd be a shoo-in for re-election. Important to remember. Let's go across the pond over to Jay, listening in London. Jay, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. What's up?
Hey, brother, how are you?
We're doing well. It's a great day in Wisconsin. How is it across the pond in London?
I saw you yesterday somewhere else. I said to myself, does he travel all the way to somewhere else? Where is he today?
Well, Trump is in court, of course. That's where he's at today.
Todd, I don't think people realize how crazy things were. Mm-hmm. I don't think people realize how crazy Trump's tenure was in office. It seems like my mom's passing has taught me that go back and look Trump's crazy television hits over and over, from Helsinki mm-hmm. to first 100 press conference. God, it was so crazy.
Yeah.
People forget everything, their memory hole, everything. What's that all about?
No, I think it's a great point, Jay. Appreciate the call, and have a great day over there in the UK. I think it's a great point that it wasn't just in the United States. This is a worldwide pandemic, and many of the things that the United States did had far-reaching implications around the globe. And think if we would have had a president in 2020 that would have worked with foreign leaders, like many other leaders did. I'm not saying you could have avoided it, but it could have been lessened, and we could have gotten to a solution quicker than if you had a person like Trump standing behind the dais just saying, well, this is just going
to
pass.
And if he talked to doctors and informed hospital networks in our country so that people actually knew.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. We had people like Deborah Birx, had people like Anthony Fauci, who now, of course, Rand Paul, goofball Republican from Kentucky, is just mercilessly going after. People like Aaron Rodgers, mercilessly going after. I didn't want to bring this up and give him as much credit, but just in passing, Aaron Rodgers is now going on talk shows, suggesting that Dr. Anthony Fauci created HIV.
Yeah.
I'm not making that up. That's how nutso, whack job people like Aaron Rodgers and the MAGA Republicans have gone. Back, speaking of whack jobs, I shouldn't be so mean. Laura Trump, she is telling us directly what a second Trump term would be like in her own words. Don't miss it. It's the All Balls Show on a Tuesday on Civic Media.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The man accused of killing and mutilating a 19-year-old college student in Milwaukee is pleading not guilty. Maxwell Anderson was in court Monday. He's charged in the death of Sharday Robinson. Her severed remains have been turning up around Milwaukee County since after police say the two went on a date on April 1st. Women running for public office are 3 to 4 times more likely than men to get threats of political violence. And it's not just candidates. Women working as aides and journalists are also getting more threats.
This is something that permeates women in politics, not just for the folks that are stepping up to lead, but for the ecosystem of women around them.
Erin Veraldi is with the group Vote, Run, Lead. She recommends states enact stronger protection for people in public office. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The CDC says about 1 in 36 children has been identified with autism spectrum disorder. Katie Hess, executive director of the Autism Society for Greater Wisconsin.
So in a very broad sense, autism is a developmental condition, and it typically gets diagnosed or recognized in children, and it impacts their social skills, their ability to form relationships, to self-regulate, things like that. But it impacts everyone a little bit differently.
Hess says while a diagnosis can be overwhelming, her organization is there to help. Visit AutismSocietyGreaterWI.org. Katrina Bauer, the mother of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu, is asking for her bail to be reduced from a $15,000 cash bond to a signature bond. Her attorney filed a motion in Manitowoc County Circuit Court to allow her to be released on her own recognizance. Bauer was arrested on felony child neglect charges in February. No one has been charged with Elijah's disappearance. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Stephen Colbert says he's not ruling out a return to acting. Colbert sat down with comedian podcaster Ben Schwartz after the Paley Fest TV festival last weekend in Los Angeles. Colbert told Schwartz he was trained to be an actor, adding that even when he was on The Daily Show, he was playing a role. He never thought he'd be a late-night host, but couldn't pass up the opportunity when it was presented. Colbert has been hosting The Late Show after taking over for David Letterman in 2015. Even big-time rock and roll stars have a side hustle. Jon Bon Jovi will join the American Idol Season 22 finale. Deadline reports that the show announced the rock star will be the guest mentor for the 3 finalists before they crown a winner on Sunday, May 19th. If you can't get enough of Bon Jovi, check out the rock docuseries Thank You, Goodnight, The Jon Bon Jovi Story, which premieres on Hulu Friday, April 26th. If Living on a Prayer wasn't in your head before, it is now. Sorry. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly sunny skies turn cloudy as showers and thunderstorms strike. Highs today hit the upper 60s, and overnight tonight we crash below freezing, so expect a frost. But this means we have a sunny and cooler day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in day 2 of the Donald Trump criminal trial, New York. Hear about the gag order and whether or not Trump has violated it. Tune in. Greatest radio show ever.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
talking to that little girl, riding on the Pegasus, tell her everything's gonna be alright. 'Cause even when it's getting hard in this hurricane life,
okay, all right. You still gotta Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. It started off, and I thought, well, this isn't so bad. So that's Laura Trump, apparently. This is a real thing suggested by our ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry, watching this on Facebook, suggests that we intro this piece of Laura Trump with, this is a song she wrote?
I don't know if she wrote it. I don't know the details. I will find out because now I'm interested to know. I don't know if I can listen to more than that 25 seconds, though.
I think that was because more than enough.
Whoever produced that, I hope you didn't put your real name on it. That's all I'm going to say.
Chuck E. Cheese, apparently. Yeah. Anyway, we play that.
She is the lyricist. She did write the words.
All right. Well, good for her. Probably better than I can do. I don't know. But
I don't know.
Laura Trump, you know, she is the co-chair now.
Oh, wait. She's actually a co-lyricist. She's one of three, which means she probably added three words. Anyway.
Well, she is also a co-chair of the Republican Party of America. The Republican Party. National Republican Party, I should say. And she also happens to be the daughter-in-law of the Trumpster and Eric Trump, one of the sons, his wife. And again, I didn't mean to give her this much credit, honest to God, but here's the important point. And Trygve Olsen from the Lincoln Project, who will be on the show with us tomorrow, along with Pat Kreitlow, Trygve likes to remind us that authoritarians and dictators, of which he has worked against around the globe, including against Vladimir Putin, that authoritarians usually, if not always, telegraph their intentions. They tell you before they do it. They don't keep it a secret. So what we're going to play you here is particularly important for that reason. Laura Trump, whether you like her or not, she is the co-chair of the Republican Party, National Republican Party. And they have said, we've played the cut for you before. If not, we could dial it back up. Where they have said directly that the Trump organization, the Trump presidential campaign and the RNC, Republican National Committee, have merged. They are one in the same. So the fact that she's the chair of the National Republican Party, co-chair, and also the daughter-in-law of the former and wanting to be next president, it's significant. At a rally last weekend, Laura Trump had this to say about what a second Trump term would be like.
He showed us a whole lot that we didn't know was going on within the media, within Washington, D.C. He exposed a lot of people, so they have to do everything they can to keep him out of that White House because they know Donald Trump gets in for four more years. The jig is up for them. The gloves are off. There are no holds barred here. He is going full throttle. He's not worried about winning another election. It's 4 years of scorched earth when Donald Trump retakes the White House.
There you go. Not my words, not the words of a Democrat. The words of the co-chair of the Republican Party and the daughter-in-law of Trump, Laura Trump, saying it's, quote, scorched earth policy, unquote, in a second Trump administration, which only goes to back up what I've been saying. People like Trygve Olsen who have been saying, both former Republicans, that if you thought if the first Trump presidency disturbed you, the second one you'll find abhorrent. And you want to know why she's saying he's not going to worry about running for a third term? Because if you look again at their intentions, they're already looking to amend the Constitution to get rid of the two-term limit so that he can run as many. He'd be essentially dictator president for life. And I've been saying on this program for well over a year, and now you hear Laura Trump codifying my remarks, that Trump is, if he gets in again, he's going to say, look, last time I hired guys like Reince Priebus from Wisconsin, who told me, Mr. President, you can't do that because it's against the law or it's against the Constitution. And Trump's going to say, so I listened to guys like Reince. And look where it got me. Got me beat. So there is no holds barred in a second or a third or a fourth term Trump presidency. Laura Trump just told us it's scorched earth. So again, even if you don't agree with all the policies of Joe Biden, which is fine, not always all supposed to agree, just think to yourself, do you really want a second term? When we played that cut, it's kind of funny, I get it, but it's also terrifying, especially for people who had family and friends that died of COVID. When you listen to what Trump said and thought that COVID could be cured by putting a light up your rear end or swallowing bleach. If you think that's bad, it's going to be even worse in the second term. And Laura Trump just told us it is. Is that really what you want in the White House? Or would you rather have someone like Joe Biden who works with people like Mike Johnson behind the scenes to get things done? And who will, if given a second term, step down and give someone else a shot. But don't take it from me. I want to give you a cut from Liz Cheney. This is fantastic, by the way. Liz Cheney, former Congresswoman, Republican from Wyoming. Of course, her father, Vice President Dick Cheney under George W. Bush. I bring that up only because it's awful hard, I think, for people to say somehow that she doesn't have true conservative Republican cred, as they say. No one more credible in conservative circles than Liz Cheney. And this is where, this is the context she puts today's world in politically and the election of 2024. Here is Liz Cheney.
You certainly can't look back at this era of Trump and think that the Republican Party is focused on values. And I think we've also abandoned substance in many ways. When you're talking about the voters and how important the character is of the people that we elect, I think there we have to be able to know that we can trust our elected officials to put the Constitution first, that we can trust that our elected officials are going to behave in a way that's worthy of the sacrifices people have made over the course of the life of our nation in order that we could live in freedom. And it's really important for people to understand that politics shouldn't be this way and that politics can't be this way. In some cases, it becomes very easy to say, well, politics is always a mess and politicians, you know, are always dishonest or lacking in character. And certainly the politics in some ways is, you know, a reflection of sort of a cross-section of the nation, and there are good people involved and there are not so good people involved. And I think it's important for people to recognize that although we have to do everything we can to ensure that we have a legal structure in place that protects our democratic republic, if you elect someone willing to blow through all of those guardrails, willing to torch the Constitution, then we can't protect ourselves. Those institutions aren't self-sustaining. It really matters that we have people of good character, not just in the White House. Of course, that's the most important position. But what we learned in the lead up to January 6th and afterwards was that, you know, our institutions survived because of the individuals who protected them. That's something all voters have to keep in mind as they go in to cast their votes.
I don't know how it could be put any better. Liz Cheney, former congresswoman who sat on the bipartisan January 6th committee. And of course, she has said, look, I don't agree with Joe Biden on a lot. But she is voting for Joe Biden despite her policy disagreements because of what she said there. That we have to protect our institutions. If you take away democracy and the ability for our institutions to function, then we got nothing left. We don't have hey, let's fight about it another day down the road, because that's taken away under Trumpism. And to her point, I might disagree with Mike Pence and a lot I do, former vice president, but to Liz Cheney's point, it was because there was a line that Pence wouldn't cross in terms of protecting the institution of Congress and the peaceful transfer of power that went a long way in stopping an illegal second Trump term. Now we have an opportunity in 2024. The choice is there again for each of us. Will we band together as a coalition of former Republican like myself, disaffected current Republicans, Democrats, progressives? Will we band together as a group, a coalition, to save democracy? Even though we might vehemently disagree on a lot of policy, we might not always like one another. But will we come together in this moment to make sure that Joe Biden is in the White House protecting the institutions of democracy? And we'll fight about it in another 4 years in terms of political or policy-wise, who should be there. Or will we let fear and hate divide us? And will we, the American people, be tricked by Trump and Trumpism, even though they're telegraphing and telling us exactly what they intend to do, which is a scorched earth policy? The choice is in each one of our hands, you and me. I know who I'm voting for. Joe Biden for a second term. Time once again, Mr. Zommers, to play What's Worse. Time once again to play What's Worse. No prizes, giveaway, no money, no tickets, no three-way blenders. Only your chance to be heard across statewide radio on 13 stations broadcasting. Also on the Civic Media app worldwide. Your chance to call in, be heard on important issues of the day, like this one. What's worse, smooth mashed potatoes or lumpy? What's worse, smooth mashed potatoes or lumpy? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, smooth mashed potatoes or lumpy? I have feelings on this. I didn't know it was up for debate, by the way. But we'll ask you, what's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse? Smooth mashed potatoes or lumpy? You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Now, I think it might... Are we really talking about, like, you know, your standard white mashed potatoes? Is the argument over whether those should be smooth or lumpy? Or are we talking about like mashed? Like you have like a new red potato that gets smashed with garlic and they're naturally kind of like lumpy, right? Like you can't, it's impossible to take a new red potato and mash it with garlic and butter and have that be smooth. What we're talking about is your standard mashed potatoes, I think. What's worse, smooth or mashed or smooth mashed potatoes or lumpy? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842.
On Facebook, Steve chimes in, says lumpy is worse. Gotta go smooth.
All right. See, I agree with that. I to me, mashed potatoes, your standard white mashed potatoes, you don't want lumps in those, do you?
Here's my deal. Saying what's worse when both options are potatoes.
You're not a potato guy.
No, I'm a huge potato guy. So yeah. Neither is bad. So which one's worse? I don't know.
When I think of cooking with Todd, here's a couple of to get a smoother mashed potato. A, make sure your potatoes are well cooked. Stick a fork in them before you take them off. Make sure you drain them. And then you have a little butter at room temperature, a little milk or cream at room temperature. Because if it's cold right out of the refrigerator, that's going to season up and make it lumpier. And then the secret to good smooth mashed potatoes, I'll tell you on the other side. Come on back. It's the Todd Allball Show for Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip today about how to get more entertainment for free. I'm going to tell you about a magical place called the library. Seriously, if you have not been to your public library recently, check it out. They have way more than just books these days. They have a ton of movies that you can borrow, and sometimes you can even stream them. Like when my kiddo was younger, we would borrow from the library instead of rent for our Friday night movie night, and then we had a little bit of money left over that we could use for something special. And if your library has an online app, that can be game-changing. I get to read all the magazines for free that I used to pay for at the grocery store. All of the celebrity gossip, none of the guilt. Okay, some of the guilt. And they've also got audiobooks, which really help me get through doing stuff like laundry or, you know, other chores. For more on how to spend less and save more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Show the Civic Media Radio Network, where we tackle the tough issues, not afraid to take them on. Have your thoughts. What is worse? We're in the middle of playing what's worse, smooth mashed potatoes or lumpy? What's worse, smooth mashed potatoes or lumpy? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Off the text line, Robert, back in Richland Center on WRCE, says, quote, neither is worse, quote unquote, as both are good. But he says, I believe I prefer lumpy, unquote.
The very next text is the opposite.
WAUK listener in Waukesha, the Shaw, lumpy just means somebody doesn't know what they're doing. Oh, that's controversial. And then WMDX Scott from Madison says, I prefer my politicians squishy and tubby. I'm referring to the back and forth between Derek Van Orten and Matt Gaetz from last week. Before I forget, here's Grandma Allball's tip on good, smooth mashed potatoes. Start with room temperature butter, room temperature milk and or cream. And then make sure your potatoes are cooked well, drain them, and then make sure you're using a pan that you're not going to hurt or ruin, but use an electric hand mixer. Don't use like the masher.
The masher?
Use electric hand mixer. Start slow on low, and then it whips them. It gets air in there. It makes them creamy. It breaks up the lumps.
It does get air in there, yeah. As in me, I will show up and eat all your mashed potatoes. Also, Steve, who previously said, not a fan of lumpy, chimes in, says, remember this, mashed and smashed.
There.
So smashed are the ones that you're talking about,
yes.
With the red potatoes and you add garlic. Right. Like, it's not fully mashed into a paste.
It's not meant to be mashed. They're
exactly.
smashed. Thank you. Thank you, Steve. You're 100% right. If you have a new red potato and you got like some roasted garlic, and a couple other spices and butter, those are smashed. We're talking about mashed.
And WRCE, a texter listening in Richland Center, says, smooth is groovy and lumpy makes me grumpy.
Very good. All right, another vote for smooth. What's worse, smooth or mashed, smooth mashed potatoes or lumpy? Smooth or lumpy mashed potatoes. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Our ongoing contributor and friend, Mr. Perry. Not sure I should let him back on the air after suggesting that ridiculous Laura Trump song. But Mr. Perry, what say you?
Hey. Yeah, sorry about that.
No, you're not. But fine. Go ahead.
No, I'm not. Your grandma's recipe is good.
Yeah.
It's great, actually. I'm going to try that. Now, right. Before I heard that, here was my... Oh, by the way, did I win the three-way blender?
No, I'm sorry. It's gone. We don't have, the three-way right. blender was given away. It's been, I believe it was given away in the presidential suite of the Chula Vista. It's never been the same since, but go ahead.
So what I do, I use the your grandma's suggestions of the room temperature cream. Yes. Mm-hmm. I prefer heavy whipping cream, actually.
Yes.
And butter. Mm-hmm. And then instead of the traditional masher, I use a potato ricer.
Oh.
And that takes the lumps right out of the picture. Now, but I like the mixer idea, too. That's very good.
But see, now this is fantastic because, and maybe it's just because our families live blocks from one another back at Richland Center, but did your family ever do, like my Grandma Wallace on my mom's side, she would literally do rice potatoes. She would just put them in the ricer, and then you just serve that. You don't mash them at all. You just serve it riced. Did you ever do that?
Don't do that, but I do put them through the ricer, and then I kind of stir them up and get them nice and smooth. That's the way I like it. But I like the mixer idea. That's really good. I'm gonna try that.
Different strokes or different mixes for different folks.
The mixer is also how my mom does it.
Really?
And confirm. Very good.
Very good. Right. But you would say overall.
Could you put them in a three-way blender?
Three-way
blender?
You could, but I just feel then you're just getting pasty white thighs. No, it's just going to be pasty, right? Because a blender, even a three-way blender, I mean, you're not going to be able to, because if you use the plunger to push the potato down, it's just going to get all mushy. I mean, it's just going to be a mess, right?
Yeah.
These are the pressing
and if
questions.
You play the Laura,
what?
If you play the Laura Trump song, you're going to curdle the milk too, probably.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely, 100%. But you're overall, you're saying you're a smooth mashed potato kind of guy.
Absolutely.
I agree.
All the way.
I agree. All right. Which are different, of course, than smashed, right? Have you had smashed, like the new red potatoes with garlic and butter, and you just smash them? You don't mash them. Yeah. But they're two entirely different things.
Totally different. Yeah. Right, exactly.
It's fantastic. We're on the same page. Again, another great segment by our friend CP. So we appreciate that as well. All right, Mr. I got anything else, Mr. Perry, while we got you on the phone?
No, I think that's it. Just if Aaron could play the Laura Trump song, you know, maybe every day this week, that'd be great. I'd really.
Could he? Yes. Would he still be the producer for the show? No. No, he would not.
And I would understand that decision.
All right, Mr. Perry, thank you so very much. I appreciate it. Have a great day. Always appreciate calling in our ongoing contributor and friend, Mr. Jeff Perry. Anybody else want to get in on this action? About a minute left. 855-752-4842. Smooth or lumpy mashed potatoes.
Andrew from Verona does have a good point.
Give it to us.
He says, can't go wrong with either smooth or lumpy. You know, potatoes are just like pizza or sex. Just happy to get some. No complaints here.
That may be the best text we've had in a long, long time.
And Andrew, I agree. I fully agree.
Potatoes are like pizza or sex. Just happy to get some. No, Andrew and Verona. You know, if I had a three-way blender to give away, I would give you one. With that, Mr. Zommers, let's close up the old what's worse.
Well, it's closed. Oh.
The music has closed prematurely, which I think has happened to all of us a time or two. So anyway, that will do it for this show. Thanks very much to Luke Mathers, our executive producer here at Civic Media, for Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Mr. Zommers, of course, we appreciate you as well. And all of our great callers for listening. Stay tuned now. Maggie Dawn takes over these airwaves after the news at 3. We'll see you tomorrow with Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, and also our friend Trigvi Olsen on the show tomorrow. Look forward to that. Until then, Tom Ball say whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Keep banging on, and your day will come. Keep banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, we'll welcome Ben and Deanna Malcor to talk real estate.
And Terry Barr joins us with another slice of Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.